This is Dr. Masood Shah. I'm dictating the patient's name is Dorothy Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 9/15/1941. Date of service is 8/14/2023. Ms. Harris is a very pleasant 82-year-old female who has been complaining of not feeling well. She has been having some confusion. She was having increasing frequency of urination. Her urinalysis was done. We did reveal which was suggestive of UTI. Patient denied any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. She denied any blood in her urine, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities extremities 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression number 1, UTI. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hypomagnesemia. Next, dementia. Next, DJD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms in view of her increasing frequency as well as mental status confusion and a positive urinalysis. I have recommended that we start her on antibiotic. I've also started her on Lasix 40 milligrams for the next 3 days. CBC and a BMP would be checked. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll call upon her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. With patient symptoms, definitely the benefits of antibiotic outweigh the risks, period. End of dictation.